Betty Collins is a niece of my mother and dad, and she's now the mother of two children. And Betty, why do you think there's any chance that other Catholic women, young Catholic women, would be interested in the life of my mother?
Very much so.
Why?
Because of her good example. Well, because of the children that she had, and today there are some Catholic girls who forget the main purpose in marriage. I think Aunt Rita shows a good example of it.
Well, besides showing the good example of having a large family, which is a blessing of God, isn't she attractive as a person whom you know?
Very much so, yes.
Can you size up her character at all? What in it is attractive?
Her sweet manner and the way she approaches a problem, more or less.
She has an understanding for one thing.
An understanding, that's right, of your everyday problems.
Do you have any memories of the first time you met her? What impression she made?
Being very kind.
When was that? You know?
About 20 years ago.
You were just a child.
Yes.
Well, did she impress you as being motherly towards you?
Yes, very much so.
You felt at home?
Felt at home.
Well, do you remember any examples of that interest, that motherly interest?
Well, the summer I was down at the shore, we were there for the summer. She was very, I mean, I felt as though I was just one of her children.
Yeah, well, that's still general. No definite signs of that.
Just
a general feeling. Joan Collins is another niece of my mother and dad, and I wanted to ask Joan how mother's life impresses her. Is it any help to you, for example?
Yes, it is a lot of help to me to study and try to live up to Aunt Rita's very fine life. I've always held her as an example. She has done so much to help other people. I think she would make a very fine lecturer and would help young girls to form their lives in a more perfect way.
Give some confidence that it's not too hard.
That's right.
Can you remember anything attractive about her character besides that general good example?
Oh, I think she has a wonderful personality. She can make you laugh when you feel like crying.
You hear in her voice?
She can
just sing.
Oh, yeah.
She really was responsible.
She was responsible. I was ready to give up. I felt that I wasn't capable of going through nursing, and Aunt Rita wrote me a very fine letter telling me of the homesickness that Therese went through, one of her daughters. And I read the letter time and time again. Finally, I was convinced that if Aunt Rita said I could do it, I could.
Why did that convince you? Because you thought she knew so much about it?
Yes, she knows so much about human nature and about the pitfalls in life, how you can think you are failing and yet pull yourself out of it if you have enough confidence in God.
Well, maybe that's the main point of her interest to other women today, that she's done what a lot of them fear to do, and what they fear is too difficult.
That's right.
And
for me, at baptism, I think the funniest thing about my baptism was the fact that because she loved my mother so dearly, even though my name had been chosen to be Joan, she changed it to Madeline.
Well, you don't remember that?
No, I don't remember it, of course, but I remember being told about it. Also being told how she pinched me to make sure that the devil had been chased from me. And I remember the first time I stayed with Aunt Rita alone, how much of a baby I was, how homesick, and how she tried to convince me that I would be perfectly all right.
When was this?
I was about 5. I remember it very vividly.